There are two oil prices in every headline, and they are never the same number. Two different benchmark prices get quoted as the price of oil, and they are almost never the same number on the same day. The gap between them is not a disagreement about what oil is worth. It is a fact about grade and geography, and it is the reason two accurate stories can quote different prices. The simple version. One story describes crude near $100 a barrel. Another puts oil several dollars lower. Both can be accurate because they are quoting two different benchmarks. Brent and West Texas Intermediate are not two estimates of one price. They are two specific kinds of crude oil delivered at two specific places, priced separately. Oil is not a single commodity any more than wheat is. The numbers. West Texas Intermediate spot, $91.48 per barrel, and Europe Brent spot, $96.02 per barrel, both as of September 1, 2026, the most recent daily spot prices published by the Energy Information Administration at the time of writing IA, released September 2, next release September 10, 2026. The Energy Information Administration describes West Texas Intermediate as a light, sweet crude oil produced in the United States that is priced at the crude oil trading hub of Cushing, Oklahoma, IA. The same agency describes Brent as the most widely used global crude oil benchmark, made up of four separate light, sweet crude streams produced in the North Sea IA. In the agency's terminology, density ranges from light to heavy, while sulfur content is characterized as sweet or sour IA. Other types of crude oil can be compared to these benchmarks by an agreed-upon differential IA. That differential takes into account quality characteristics such as API gravity, meaning density, or sulfur content, along with transportation costs and regional and global supply and demand conditions IA. The two benchmarks are quoted in the same unit, dollars per barrel, which is why they are so easily confused for one another definition. A benchmark price is a specific contract for a specific grade at a specific delivery point, not a survey of what oil generally costs definition. Two grades, two places. Crude oil varies in composition. The Energy Information Administration puts the two dimensions plainly. Density ranges from light to heavy, while sulfur content is characterized as sweet or sour. Those two properties determine how much work is required to turn a barrel into anything useful. Both benchmarks happen to sit at the easier end of both scales. The agency describes each as light and sweet, which is why they became reference grades in the first place rather than despite it. The difference that remains is location. West Texas Intermediate is priced at a trading hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, an inland point in the United States. Brent is a combination of streams produced offshore in the North Sea. Those are not the same place, and that is what most of the gap is about. Oil in one place is not the same economic good as oil in another, because moving it costs money and takes time. A barrel in the North Sea and a barrel in Oklahoma are separated by transport somebody has to pay for. The gap between the two prices is not an inefficiency waiting to be arbitraged away. It is the price of geography. Why benchmarks exist at all? There are far more than two kinds of crude oil. Many distinct varieties are produced around the world, each with its own composition, and every one of them trades. Pricing each independently against every other would be unworkable. So the market settled on a small number of reference grades. In the agency's words, other types of crude oil can be compared to these benchmarks by an agreed-upon differential. A premium if a grade is easier to work with or better located. A discount if it is not. The agency also names what goes into that differential. Quality characteristics such as API gravity, which is a measure of density or sulfur content. Transportation costs, regional and global supply and demand conditions. So the spread between any two crude prices is carrying information about all of those at once. That is what a benchmark is for. It is not a claim that Brent or West Texas Intermediate is the most important oil in the world. It is a common yardstick, chosen because those grades trade in sufficient volume and with sufficient consistency to serve as one. The real cost lens on a headline number. The value of knowing there are two prices is interpretive and worth stating without overclaiming. A story quoting one benchmark and a story quoting the other can both be accurate on the same day while showing different numbers. The benchmark being quoted is usually named in the article, and it changes what the number describes. The gap between the two is itself information. The agency attributes it to grade quality, transportation costs, and regional supply and demand rather than to global sentiment alone. A quoted commodity price is always a specific contract for a specific grade in a specific place, which is true of wheat and copper as much as of oil. The separate question of how crude prices eventually reach what a household pays is a longer chain we have covered elsewhere. This article is about what the quoted number is, not about where it travels. Oil in the North Sea and oil in Oklahoma are two different goods in two different places. The gap between them is the price of geography. What this means? When crude prices appear in a story, the benchmark is usually named and rarely noticed. Knowing which one is being quoted explains most apparent contradictions between two accounts of the same day. The broader idea is that commodities are less uniform than their headlines suggest. Wheat, copper, and natural gas all have grades and delivery points, and a single quoted price is always a specific contract for a specific thing in a specific place. What this is not a prediction of oil prices, gasoline prices, or the resolution of any conflict. This is not a position on any conflict, any government's conduct or energy policy. This is not advice about fuel purchases or any financial decision, and it is not advice about any security, fund, or commodity. The prices here are the most recent daily spot prices published by the Energy Information Administration at the time of writing, not live quotes. Sources: U.S. Energy Information Administration, Petroleum and Other Liquids Spot Prices. https://www.iagov/dnav/pet/petpry-sbt-s1-dhtm. U.S. Energy Information Administration, Benchmarks Play an Important Role in Pricing Crude Oil. https://www.iagov/todayenergy/detail-php-id=18571. U.S. Energy Information Administration, Crude Oils Have Different Quality Characteristics. https://www.iagov/todayenergy/detail-php-id=7110. U.S. Energy Information Administration, Petroleum and Other Liquids Data. https://www.iagov/petroleum/.